Now, our pensioners here in a pig's back. New statistics have shown an increase in income. The latest figures show OAPs in Northern Ireland receive an average of £435 per week. That's up 10% from the year before. And when you add in free public transport and other benefits, is it the case that pensioners are a lot better off than we actually think? Well, the Chief Executive of Aid Sector Platform, Eddie Lynch, is with us. Morning to you, Eddie.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. And the commentator, Ian Collins. There'll be quite a few pensioners irritated by this, Ian. They're struggling to get by.
Yeah, there will be, but there's also 2 million others around the United Kingdom and Northern Ireland that have assets over £1 million. I mean, the winter fuel allowance alone, which costs £2 billion to implement and is given to people regardless of whether they ask for it. So you have this extraordinary situation where some millionaire is sitting there receiving his winter fuel allowance, free TV license, free bus pass, at a time of austerity, at a time when we're being told to tighten our belts. And here you have the richest single group, when you add up collective assets and income of that group as a whole, the richest single group receiving benefits that clearly wouldn't be able to go on in anybody's book.
So this increase, this statistical increase, these figures, as I said, Eddie Lynch, show pensioners in Northern Ireland up 10% from the year before. What would you say to them? Are they getting it good here?
No, quite the opposite, Stephen. And if we look at the real figures behind this, firstly, the gross weekly figure doesn't reflect, after tax. The reality here is the average pensioner, a single pensioner in Northern Ireland, has to get by on £180 per week. And if you're on the basic state pension, you're on £113 a week. And what these figures are showing is Northern Ireland is bottom of the pile across the UK. The lowest amount for single pensioners and the second lowest for pensioner couples. And the reality is, over the past 10 years, as pensioner income has increased by less than half of average earnings. So what's happening here is pensioners are continually falling behind the rest of society every year. And this is calling, this backs the Aid Sector Platform's call and the Pensioners Parliament call for more help, financial help for pensioners who are really struggling to get by and heat their homes and eat a proper diet.
Ian?
Yeah, well, I mean, that makes sense if we can focus on the pensioners that absolutely need it. And what's just been said is correct. You know, there are groups of pensioners that must sit mouth wide open looking at the fact that David Cameron's mum has a bus pass. I mean, this stuff is extraordinary. And once upon a time, of course, the argument was if you means test, it's more expensive to means test. That was probably in about 1957 when that argument would have held some water. Today, in the world of tech and IT, you know, if we can't work out a system where you can somehow remove 2 million people who are worth a million or more from the equation there, then there's something surely very wrong. And that would give everybody an opportunity to focus, as was just rightly said, on the group of people that actually need it most. But what seems to have happened is that the pensioner group has become a bit of a political football. The Conservatives, certainly in England, really like to play that one because they feel that's the group that if you tinker with them in any sort of shape or form, they won't vote for you. And nobody wants to upset the apple cart. Ed Miliband has made some noises about looking at winter fuel allowance, but nothing really serious. That's saying to people, look, you are quite rich. There's 2 million of you. It's only fair, particularly at the moment, although I think you can make the argument at any time, it's only fair that actually you understand that winter fuel allowance, free TV license and bus pass and various other elements that are given in benefits to are removed from that group of people. And that would give us a better opportunity really, to focus on the group that actually need it more.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because you start to think to yourself, you know, Ian Collins, if you've worked all your life, if you've paid into the system all your life, should you be given better than just good? You know, should you be really, really, some of the countries do it, should you be really, really well treated, well looked after?
Well, of course, I mean, when you put it like that, absolutely right. But what's happened over successive years and decades, Stephen, is that politicians have essentially, no big surprise here, have essentially lied to us. They've lied to us about the ability to keep pensions going for all of those public sector workers. They've lied to us about the state pension and how that can carry on forever, regardless of how many more people are born, regardless of how the population ages, regardless of the fact that people live longer. You haven't got to be Pythagoras to just sort of basically work out the maths don't add up. You know, if you put more people into the system, if people begin to live longer, if you've got all of those other sort of social considerations to put into this equation, then clearly something at some point's got to give. And the idea that we were all going to lead this wonderful lifestyle into retirement. If you're a public sector worker, your quid's in even more. Well, that was the theory. The idea that that could just carry on, and there was no point within that that you said, hang on a second, can we really afford to pay every single person a totality of X amount, £100,000 for as long as it takes? They could live to 90, 100. Can we just carry that on? I think we need to be a little bit more intelligent about this argument now and actually focus where it's really needed. But I think it's a political football, and politicians are scared witless of going in that direction.
Okay, final word to you, Eddie.
Well, Stephen, I think we do need to look at the facts here on the figures. And the Aid Sector Platform has looked at this in detail. And we do believe that, what's happened, means testing hasn't worked. And actually, we've looked at the savings that can be made by means testing, and there's very little savings that can be made. What happens with means testing is many of those most in need then do not get the help that they're entitled to. For example, pension credit in Northern Ireland, we know every week in Northern Ireland, between £1.5 and £2 million, the people are entitled to goes unclaimed. So what happens with means testing is those most in need, those most vulnerable, don't get the support that they really need. And that is why over 20,000 older people have signed our hands-off petition calling in the next general election for all parties to back and keep universal pensioner benefits, because older people need the winter fuel payment.
Okay.
They need their bus pass to have
right.
a decent quality of life.
It's interesting stuff, and thank you very much, Eddie. Ian, nice to talk to you as well. Thanks a lot.